326 youth are to benefit from a Japanese government handicrafts training program at the Center for National Culture in the Sekendi Takoradi Metropolis in the Western Region. The participants will be taken through beads making, jewelry, ceramics, batik tie and dye weaving. Our correspondent Stevenson Agri was at the opening ceremony and finds out from the Deputy Regional Minister Alfred Ekojan the rationale for the program.
The government, in partnership with the Japanese government, had come up with this program, and the basic aim is just to let the youth acquire basic skills. But in this area, we are looking at beads making, batik tie and dye, ceramics and jewelry. So the Center for National Culture, in tandem with the Regional Coordinating Council, came up with the plan that we should try and get as much as the number of the youth that will be interested in this program, because in a way, it's a form of creating shared prosperity. This fund had come to train them to acquire basic skills. So when you also encourage the youth to undertake this program, the only thing is that they acquire something that they can also use their hands to do. By so doing, putting them into a position whereby they can also do something to acquire some wealth. So I think it's a very important and laudable program for the youth to engage themselves in. But this is the start. So I think with time, a lot of people get to know and they will come. So his faces, that's what we're looking at.
Deputy Regional Minister Alfred Ekojan, and we must apologize for the poor sound quality.